Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Lamed Vav. We are up to Siv Dalet, the top line on Kuf Pei Aleph, the page following 360. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalet, Yesh li zohir melahashlich zroin b'mokom yiridas geshomim. A person has to be careful from throwing down seeds in a place where the rain falls. Shesofon lahatzmiach. If the seeds are placed in an area that is wet, so it's going to end up sprouting. V'im yashlich al tanagolim, but if you're throwing the seeds to your chickens, lo yashlich elo kishir shiyochlu bo bayom o liyomayim. So you can throw enough seeds so that the tanagolim can eat those seeds that day, or that day and the next day. V'im hu b'mekom drisas ragle odom mutter she'ein sofo l'tzmoach. However, if you throw down the seeds in front of the animals, in a place where people are constantly walking, so then we're not worried about it sprouting, that would be okay. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if kadon laman al b'mokom yiridas geshomim, do not throw down seeds in a place where it rains. What Salomar means to say, Shamokom ahu lach mipnei hageshomim sherogel leil reisham. We're talking about not placing seeds in a mokom where it's wet because the rain normally falls there. Who had in shar mokomas lochin ki agavna. The same thing is true. Any place that is lach, any place that is wet, also you can't put seeds there. Sifkaton lamedesh asofan lahatzmiach, and they're going to sprout. Pirish sheyitzmuchu machmas harikuch. They're going to sprout because of the softness, which is from the moisture. Kedera kol tvua kishenosnim osa b'mayim, like any other grains that are placed in water, like we'll see in Sif Yud Aleph. O efshar debizman merubi yishtarish b'karka, or the concern is, if it spends a long time there, it will take root in the ground, and that will be a bigger problem. Sifkaton Lamed Gimel, we said you could throw down the seeds in front of the Tanagolan if it's enough that they can eat for one day or 2 days. Debizman mua kazelo yitzmachu, in such a short amount of time, it will get eaten up before it starts to sprout. The kol shekein delo yishar shubakaka certainly will not take root in the ground in 1 or 2 days. Masha'en kein l'shlosha yomim v'yoser, which is not the case if you throw it there for 3 or more days, first of all, the seeds will sprout. You'll be over the iser retroactively of planting. There's also a shita that says the whole time that it takes to take root is 3 days. So if you throw enough seeds to be there for 3 days till they're going to finish eating it, not only will they sprout, but they also may take root. You should know, talking about throwing seeds for 2 days, but you're throwing it all at one time. The ilav hachi, if you're splitting it up, you can't prepare for the weekday. So therefore, if you're throwing that on Shabbos 2 days worth, it has to be with one shot, so it was all one ma'isa. But if you do two ma'isim, the first ma'isa was for today, the second ma'isa is for tomorrow, that would be achana, that would be a separate problem. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Hei, Asovim sha'olu al uzen ha'kli milachos ha'kli. We're talking about over here, asovim is grass, but as we'll see in the coming sifim, asovim is really other things that are similar to grass. Here it's like moss that grows on the handle of a kli from the moisture of the kli. Chashuvim kimuchubarum lakarka. That's considered, it grows there, that's considered as if it's attached to the ground. Va'tol shen chayiv, if you tear it off, you will be chayiv midaraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, milachos ha'kli. It grew some moss because of the moisture of the kli, kimosha matsui bidli, like we find by a bucket, sheshoavim botame, that you draw water from it often, shegedelim bokim in pitrios, that they grow there, some kind of mushrooms, similar things grow there from the moisture, you will be chayiv, Sif Katan Lamed Hei, mishum oker dover migidulo, you're tearing and uprooting something from its place of growth. To who toledes kotzer, that is a told of kotzer of harvesting. V'lo dami la'atzah she'enu nakov, we're going to see in the coming sifim, an atzah she'enu nakov, which is a flower pot that does not have a hole in the bottom. There we're going to see tonight the hatolesh mimenu potter. There you're not chayiv, it's aser only midirabanan, you're potter aval aser. Mishum de'enu mechubar v'karka olam, because there it's not really attached to the ground. So why is that different? This is also not really attached to the ground. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Deshani Hasam, De'ein Derech Zriyasham. It's not normal to plant in such a place. Masha'ein Kein Hacha, which is not the case over here on the handle of this bucket, De'ikir Gidulon Kein, that's how moss grows. So that's considered more normal than planting it in Atzitz She'eino Nakuv. Someone who detaches these kishos from the hizmi vehigi, which is pirish kotsim and some kind of thorns, even though these things that you're detaching from the thorns is not growing on the ground, you're still chayim in the rice because you're uprooting something from its place of growth. Very important note over here, and that is note 24. Nowadays, it is normal to be planting things that grow in a flower pot that does not have a hole. Could go in parchei noi, the kadoma, like flowers that are nice. So tzidid agonu shomazam in urbach shatolsha me otzeshe inonokov chayav chatos shere kain derech gidulim. Nowadays, the shomazam says that is a normal way of growth, and therefore tearing it would be an isser daraisa, unlike we're going to see in the mechaber that it's only putter. It would be an isser daraisa, just like taking the moss off of the handle of the kli. Says the mechaber vaiter sevav asofim again. And you'll see clearly this is not referring to regular grass, because the mechaber says asofim shetachovan ba'ofar mi bodyom. Grass, so we'll see it's types of herbs that you place in the dirt before Shabbos. Kedei sheyu lachem, in order to keep them moist, mutter lechos be'olim. You're allowed to hold on to the leaves. Grass doesn't have leaves, but if it's some kind of herbs, it has leaves, you can hold on to the leaves, ulo tzion, and you can pull out those asovim. V'hu shelo ishrishu, this is obviously only true if they did not take root in the dirt. V'gam tzarech, we also need sheinu rotze b'hashreshosam, that you did not place it there for it to take root. Aval im niskavin lizri aser, but if your kavona and putting it in the ground was not just to keep it moist, but rather it was so that it should grow, then it would be usr. So the mechaber is saying over here, you put some kind of herbs in the dirt to keep it moist, you could pull them out by the leaves. We had such a concept by different kinds of fruit, they could pull it out. As we'll see, the dirt that moves aside as you pull it out is tiltum menatzad. We had such a concept earlier, but that's what he's saying over here. You put them in the ground to keep them moist, then you could pull them out. But if you kept them there so that they should grow, so then you have other problems. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan lamid vav, kedesh yulachim, you put the herbs in the ground, so they should say moist, kegon asovim sheheim noyim lamara vilhariach. We're talking about some kind of asovim that are nice for looking at and for smelling. Umemalin kad ofer lach, and you're filling up a jug with dirt that is moist, v'tochavin oso lesocho, and you're sticking these herbs inside. V'hu adinim tochav amakarka, the same thing would be true if you actually stuck them in the ground. Kevan she'eno mechavin shiyashtarshu sham. Again, as long as your kavana is not that it should take root over there, it shouldn't grow over there, just to keep it moist, it doesn't matter if it's in stam dirt that you put in a jug, or it's in the dirt that is in the ground. Either way, you are allowed to pull it out by grabbing the leaves. But if you want to smell them on Shabbos, you can pull them out by the leaves in order to smell them. We don't require you to stick it in and out from before Shabbos. Linotes and then go stick it in again. Ad kedei laharchiv mokom moshava, in order to widen the place that is going to be resting ba'ofer in the dirt. Ad shelo yozes ha'ofer b'shlifaso b'shabbos. What we don't require is sticking it in and out a few times to widen the hole, so that when you're sticking it in and pulling it out on Shabbos, you're not pulling away any dirt because it's such a big hole. You do not need to do that. You can just stick it in once before Shabbos and pull it out on Shabbos, knowing full well the dirt is going to move aside. Even if the offer moves to the side, which it for sure will, it's not a concern. You're not touching the dirt or moving the dirt with your hands. It's only through the herbs that you're pulling out, the dirt is moving aside. The eno ella tiltum menatzad the shari, that is tiltum menatzad lutzarot davar hamutter, because you want the smelling herbs, that is permissible. The ayin leel besimin shin yud alav b'mishaburis akadun chavches. So he said in the Mechaber, you can grab onto the leaves to take them out. And you can also stick them back in afterwards. As long as the hole is still there, you can stick it back in, you can't make a new hole. Sivkotan lamites, this is all assuming that they never took root over there. How do you know? Kigon kodem shoshiyamim. It's in there less than 3 days. The oz bevadei lo ishrishu. Then we know for sure it did not take root. Dim ishrishu pshita shoshel otziyam. If these herbs, whatever they are exactly, took root in the ground, of course you can't pull them out. Shareyu okadavim migedulo. Then you will be pulling out something from its place of growth. Sifkatan Mem, the Mechaber told us, Avol, im niskavin lezriya aser, even if it didn't take root, but you put it in having in mind that it should take root, if that was your kavana, that's enough to aser it. Says the Mishabura, the kevan shehem tchuvim utwunim bekarka geshar zroim, since they're stuck in and buried in the ground like other seeds, the gam niskavin lezarim, and your kavana was to plant them, that they should grow, so gazru behu rabbanan, the rabbanan will goes over there, to lo leisei lach, so herbs that you put in with the kavanah they should grow, even if they didn't take root yet, it's still going to be awesome and the rabbanan to take it out, because you might come to pull out ones that already took root, and that would be a daraisa. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zayin, Oser litlosh afilu me'otze she'inanokov. This is what we referenced before in the Mishabura, that it is oser, not chayev, it's only awesome and the rabbanan, to pull out things that are growing in an otze she'inanokov. We saw in the notes already that Shlomo Zalman says that nowadays, that would be the normal way, and therefore that would be a bigger problem. That would be a chiyuv chatas, that would be a daraisa. But now we're going in the olden days, where it wasn't the normal way, and therefore it's only asr midrabanan. Says the Mishabura, Sifkadim em aleph, asr litlosh, v'hu adin sh'asr lahashkos hazroim shebesel ha'atzis. Not only can you not pull it out, but so too, you also can water the seeds when they are in there. Even if this atz is on a second floor, so it's far away from the ground, gam kein yesh iser b'cholzeh, it is still aser to water it. It's still aser to pull out what is growing inside. We're talking about atz she'enu nakuv, aval me atz is nakuv. But if it's a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, chiyuva nami yesh b'zeh, that would be an iser d'araisa to pull out something that is growing over there. Because Chazal tell us that a flower pot with the hole, the flowers in the pot, whatever is growing in the pot, is getting nourishment from the ground through that hole. It smells and absorbs the moisture of the ground through that hole. Even if the hole was so small, even if it's only so small that only a small root can go out of it, and it's less than a kezias, still a problem. Even if the hole is not on the bottom, it was on the side of the flower pot, since it is across from that which is the stalk is buried inside the dirt, it's going to be usher. The kol shekein imhu b'shulav neged ashoras. Certainly, if this small hole is on the bottom, it will certainly be a problem. So it's atzet snakov, it's an iser daraisa. He's telling us an atzet snakov doesn't have to have a big hole, doesn't have a lot of holes. One small hole that's the size that's less than a kezias will already be a problem, even if it's on the side. But if you look in the Shaar Tzion, in Os, Lamed Vav, he writes, it's dafka on the side across from where the thing is growing. This is coming to exclude if the little hole is on the side, but it's above where the stalk is growing, then it would be okay. So it's only if it's by the dirt where the thing is growing, so then the hole on the side would be a problem. If the hole is higher up, that would not be a problem. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivches, Otzitz Afilu Enonokuv. Again, an Otzitz Enonokuv. Here, for some reason, he decided to explain what an otzitz is. Pirish chatzi kat, it's a half jug, shazorim sham asavim, where they grow grass or moss, whatever the asavim are referring to over here. They grow things in this half jug. Afilu einanokov, even if it's einanokov, yesh lizor mi litlo mi agabe karka. Before in Sev Zayin we discussed detaching something from that flower pot that doesn't have a hole. Now we're discussing you're not detaching anything. You're just lifting it up. You're just lifting up a flower pot that does not have a hole. Zakta Mechaber, Yesh Lizor Me Litlo Me Al Gabe Karki. You have to be careful not to lift it off the ground. Ula Nicho Al Gabe Yesedos. And to place it onto pegs higher up, moving it further away from the ground is a problem. O Ipcha, or the opposite, moving it from higher up down to the ground. Bein Shu Shal Eitz, Bein Shal Cheres. Whether this flower pot is made out of wood or it is made out of pottery. And the Ramah says, Yichur Shal Ilon, a branch of a tree. Nifshach be'er Shabbos, that got broken off in the tree on before Shabbos, mina ilon ubo peros. So a branch broke off a tree before Shabbos, and there are fruit on the branch. Mutter litlo shaperos v'er b'Shabbos. You can pull off the fruit, and that's what we do with grapes. So if it sounds odd, that's what we do with grapes. We have a cluster of grapes that's ripped off the vine before Shabbos, and we pull off the grapes on Shabbos, and it's mutter. So here also, any branch of any tree, you have an apple tree, you broke off a branch before Shabbos, you can then pull off the apples on Shabbos. It's no different. It sounds funny, but it's no different than when we eat grapes. We don't think about it so much, but it's the same idea. That is the Rama. Zoktimish Shaburis if katan mem gimel, afilu einonokov. This is an otz einonokov. Degam baze yesh chash tlisha midrabonim. Also, in this case, there is a concern of detaching midrabanan, mipneshim mafsik yinikaso ma'at. This is a little bit funny. It's going to be separating out what's nourishing a little bit. So it sounds like an otzet she'enonokov is also getting nourishment from the ground. That's already a discussion. Is there nourishment that it's getting or not? Does it need a hole? Does it not need a hole? The Mishavura is clearly mashma that even without a hole, there is a little bit of yinika, and therefore it's usher to lift it up. The kol shekeinim ha'otzet hu nokov the tzarech lizar b'zeh. Certainly if it's a flower pot with a hole in the bottom, you have to be careful about this. There is a Shaar Tzion over here in Lamed Zayin who discusses that maybe really a flower pot that has no hole gets no nourishment, but it depends what material the flower pot is made out of. Some hold if it's a wood flower pot, even if there's no hole, it does get nourishment, but cheres doesn't. Some say fakert, cheres does, and that doesn't. So he seems to bring down the Chavos Chaim and the Shaar Tzion that it's more of a chashash, since it's a machlokas, which material nourishes, so we ask through all of them. But the Mishavura is a smashu as a general thing, that it does get nourishment from the ground, and therefore you have to be careful, even by an otzesh in a nakuv, not to lift a flower pot with no hole off the ground, even to put it onto pegs. Says the Mishavura, memdalar agabi yisedos on pegs, what's a lomer? Av she'enu mafsik shum dovre v'ena otzesh lakarka. The chiddush is, it was on the ground, all you did was lift it off the ground, but it's still a direct relationship between it and the ground. It's still going to be usher. Kol shekein imamidu agabe eitzim ogabe begodim di eish baze isura. Certainly, if you're going to go ahead and put it on top of wood or on top of garments, and now there's actually a separation between the flower pot and the ground, that is certainly going to be usher. If just raising it on pegs, where it's still a direct connection to the ground is usher, certainly putting it on top of a table or anything else would be usher. He will do the same thing, lifting it off the ground and putting it on to garments or wood by an otzitznakov with a hole, a flower pot with a hole, yesh bazet lishu netiyah min ha-teira. That would be an isadaraisa. Because again, the flower pot with the hole is vada, getting nourishment from the ground, and therefore making a separation is considered cutting it off the ground, and that would be an isadaraisa. And fakert, moving it off the table onto the ground would be considered like natil, like planting. The alkane, therefore, yesh lizar mod bekli im isvei bosim. If a person has in his house nice smelling grasses in a vessel, shirugal yosabais, which is normally to be in the house, one must be careful shalalitlum in akarkot, not to take it off the ground. No moving it around. If there's a flower pot that has something that smells nice, you want to move it around, that's a problem. Taking it from the table to the ground, to the floor, to the table, either way is serious problems. If there's a hole, it's a daraisa. If there's no, according to some at least, we're saying over here it's daraisa, and if there's no hole, it would be derabanan. Sifkaten memheo ipcha, not only lifting it from the ground to the pegs, but also putting it from the pegs back to the ground is also going to be an isser. Says the Mishabura, the isser is mishum zoreya. Same way, it's going to be considered detaching, lifting it off the ground, putting it on the ground, it's going to be considered planting, and usser. Will stop here and continue tomorrow. Mir Hashem with Siftes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.